From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Shipping your tree fruit to foreign markets has become a major headache the past couple of years, as everyone looks forward to the day when we get back to normal, whatever that might look like in the future. I ask Peer Bureau Northwest International Marketing Director Jeff Correa what needs to get better first.
That is probably the million-dollar question. I think there's so many aspects to what can get better. Improving capacity, get the containers out of the port. There's multiple bottlenecks, and they all seem to have popped up at the same time during these last 2 years.
Fortunately, Korea says growers have options.
Well, it's as I mentioned previously, we've kind of moved our focus to Mexico and Canada. These two markets are serviced by trucks instead of going on shipping lines to get to those countries. So while the trucking rates have gone up, we're still being able to ship good volumes into Mexico.
So the USMCA has been kind of a saving grace?
No, definitely. For us, I mean, Mexico's 60% of what we export. We have a huge reliance on that market. And if something were to be impacted by not having that duty-free access, it would be a big impact to the pear growers in Oregon and Washington.
To hear all of Korea's comments, just go to the latest Bearing Fruit podcast from the Washington State Tree Fruit Association. Find it on your favorite podcast app. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.